Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Emily Blom. She is a state qualifier for the second consecutive year for the Pella girls tennis team and just wrapped up the team season in the state tournament as well, taking on Assumption this past Saturday. Emily, good to talk to you again. You and I were, I think, in a different room, but talking about a year ago this time. First of all, let's start with this past weekend. I know you'd still be wanting to play with the team in the Final Four, but what did it mean to get this team to go to state and to have that opportunity to play with the entire team one more time?
It was so fun because it showed that our hard work over the whole season paid off, and it was a really good experience because last year we really wanted it and didn't end up getting it, and so this year I think it brought closure to the seniors, and it was just really fun experience because we're also a really tight team.
Well, and I know there was probably some satisfaction. I mean, it's never bad to beat PC anyway because they're rivals, and I know that you guys are friends off the court, but I imagine that had to be even more justice that on the same court that your season ended a year ago that you were able to keep it going.
Yeah, it was a really fun day.
And then on that same court, mainly because of construction, you also got to qualify for the second straight year as an individual. That's coming up later this week in Iowa City. And take us through the day. It was a long, hot day. What do you remember about playing from, I think, first match at 9 a.m. until about 8 o'clock? And what was it like to be able to go back again?
Well, the first three matches were, they weren't too bad. It was really hot out. And it was really windy, so the playing conditions weren't, like, great. But then my last match to see, like, the ending, like, champion or runner-up, that was a trickier match, I think, just because, like, my mind was just almost done. And it was just, like, I was tired and everything. But it ended up being, like, a really close and good, like, tennis-playing match, so...
Well, it probably didn't hurt that, what, tulip time was the past 3 days, and you're a duchess, so you're a very busy young lady. But you got to go back to state. What do you remember from last year's experience that motivated you in the off season in terms of things that you were working on? And what do you think you're bringing into this week that may be different from the player you were a year ago?
So last year, I had no idea what anything was in tennis. Like, I didn't understand the champion and the runner-up type thing, and... So going to state, I didn't really understand, like, that there was 2 days, too, and, like, the second day you would place. So this year I had a lot more motivation because I knew what it's like, and I saw that, like, it would be really cool to be placed this year. So I had a lot of motivation on the off season to work, and then just, like, in this season, too.
I don't think it hurts. Your only loss this year came, I think, to a state qualifier from Columbus. And you just beat the number two seeded player coming in who was from Assumption. And I know that doesn't mean everything because it's a different stage. But I imagine you're playing pretty good tennis right now. What's your confidence like? And how do you feel like you're playing going into state?
I feel like my confidence level is higher than it was last year. Just because I know what it's like. And because the last match that I played... It was really good tennis, like, for both of us, I feel like, and for our team, too. Like, we just all played the best tennis that we have this year. So I'm still, like, not, like, overly confident, but I feel better than I did last year going.
Well, and you finished in the top eight last year. You won your first match and then lost the last two. With a top eight finish, I imagine the goal is to do better. What, I guess, specifically do you think it's going to take to be one of maybe the top four or even top two players in Class 1A?
A lot of grit and determination and, yeah, just like a really fixed mindset, probably.
Very good. That's Emily Blom. She's heading into the state tennis tournament later this week individually, trying to go for a 1A state title. Emily, all the best to you, and we hope to hear good news coming from Iowa City.
Thank you.